in KwaZulu-Natal. Mike Mabuyakulu, the deputy chairperson of the African National Congress in KwaZulu-Natal, had some of his assets seized at his Empangeni home early this morning in an ongoing fraud case. It's reported that six other accused were also having their assets seized at the same time, and that includes in the list is Sizwe Mkhize, a well-known businessman. There were 16 accused in total, including seven companies in the fraud case. They allegedly defrauded the KwaZulu-Natal government of about 28 million rand by paying for a 2012 jazz festival that never materialized. Well, to confirm this and to provide further details, we are now joined on the line by Hawks spokesperson, Brigadier Hangwani Mulaudzi. Brigadier, welcome to the 2019 edition of the Karima Brown Show. Why did you get ready to swoop on Mike Mabuyakulu? What had led you to the tipping point? This case has been ongoing for so long. The case was at one point removed by the NPA, reinstated. Why are you now confident that you've got this case in hand?
Karima, good evening and Happy New Year. Compliments of the New Year as well. Thank you for the opportunity. Karima, look, you would know that I think we have had a lot of discussions last year regarding a series of many issues regarding corruption.
Yes.
And this is one of those that we took to court in February. In 2018, as you rightfully say, it was reinstated based on our investigations. We managed to get enough evidence that was required by the NPA to be able to put it on the court roll. So as part and parcel of our investigation, we are teaming up with the Asset Forfeiture Unit. And today, it was one of those days where we were able to we managed to get a restraining order. This is an interim order where the 16 respondents' assets were then seized.
Hold on there, Brigadier Mulaudzi. Can you just tell us what assets were seized? What did you take? Did you take computers? Did you take their homes? Did you attach their cars? Did you freeze their bank accounts? What did you do?
Well, most of the stuff that was put under this interim order were your vehicles, your properties, immovable properties, the stands that we have managed to take. And I'm sure there might be a lot of other things that we...
What about bank accounts?
Well, bank accounts, I'm not sure whether that has come to that stage as yet, because what we are seeing is saying that there are things that can be sold.
Yes.
And we do not want them to be... to be touched based on the fact that we believe that we have a case. So the High Court has granted that, and we are happy with the order of the court.
Now, of course, Mr. Mabuyakulu is in the leadership of the African National Congress. One could argue that that was one of the reasons why the case was withdrawn against him at one point. He emerged as someone who is close to Cyril Ramaphosa, and of course you went for him. Some people will argue that there are many people in KwaZulu-Natal that ought to be arrested, and that if you're going to have a selective approach, then you're going to be accused again of having a political motive. Now, we know that the head of the NPA in KwaZulu-Natal, Mweponi Noko, is in fact the person who has charged some people and withdrawn charges and made sure that some charges were withdrawn against influential people linked to President Jacob Zuma's son and his family. How confident are you as the Hawks that the NPA in KwaZulu-Natal will deal with this case in a way that is not biased, and that they're not going to be selective about which dockets they actually open, because there are quite a lot of people in KwaZulu-Natal that should be under investigation on a range of issues, from state capture to the management of the province itself. How are you going to make sure that you don't enter the political fray, given the way in which the Hawks was abused under Mr. Bernie Nkemeza?
Look, we are more concerned about criminal cases. There are complaints that come to us, and our responsibility is to investigate without fear or favor. That's the first thing.
Now, we know that is your responsibility, but in some instances, you've got to admit, Brigadier Mulaudzi, I spoke with Dr. Popo Molefe. The Hawks as an institution had to be dragged to court in the PRASA matter. So in some matters, you are in a hurry, and in some matters, you drag your feet. And it was explained within the state capture context. The leadership of the institutions have now all changed. What I'm asking is there a new approach to dealing with matters? Are you going to be driven by evidence rather than by political consideration?
Of course. I mean, those are perceptions that have been there, and we agree that there were some problems that we were facing. And at the same time, I think what we need to to appreciate the fact that we as the Hawks, we need to take the confidence of the country. We cannot be drawn into the political arena. Our job is to deal with criminal investigations. And the approach that you're talking about, Karima, there was no need for a new approach per se, because people have been, they've got these jobs, or they were employed to be able to deal with serious crimes in this country. And part of those was that if there are allegations that have been brought to our attention that talk to issues of corruption, be it organized crime, be it commercial crime, we have to investigate. Unfortunately, there was a huge vacuum that we experienced within the DPCI, where members were left the organization, experienced members were also taken out of the organization. And those are the challenges that we face. But we have changed that. Already we have made good and credible appointments. There are people that have been within the DPCI, they have been brought back. Currently, we are busy with the enlist, not with the with the post promotions that we want to see at least 200 to 250 members coming back or getting promotions within the DPCI, which will then enhance our investigations. Of course, you might find that there are people who are running around with dockets. One person will be running with five dockets, and these are critical investigations. You can't have that situation where a member will be running with two or more dockets where he would know that he would be able to struggle in terms of what is needed to be done based on the advice that they got from the NPA. In terms of the cooperation that we have with the NPA, it's been superb. Yes, there were some areas where we were found wanting, but the national head, General Livia, has changed that, and we can see it within the environment itself, because he is hands-on. We don't want a situation where we'll be sitting or giving, I'm working with a remote from their offices. Here's a person who is able to deal with issues, hands-on, whatever complaint that comes to the office, he deals with it, or either he will be able to allocate to another person, but he needs regular feedback, and that is what is critical.
But so there's a lot of credibility issues around Ms. Noko as the head of the NDPP in KwaZulu-Natal. And with Just Cause, I mean, Freedom Under Law, the Helen Suzman Foundation, and a host of other institutions have pointed out the behavior of Ms. Noko, her relationship with Nkobo Jiba, Mr. Mruebe, and of course the way in which she behaved. I mean, she's the one who charged the former Chief Justice of KwaZulu-Natal and for a year just ruined the man's life and then miraculously just dropped the charges. She's also the person who made the charges against one of the former President Jacob Zuma's wives disappear. A known criminal linked to Edward Zuma's case also just disappeared off the roll. How are you going to ensure that the cases that you bring before Ms. Noko is going to be treated on their merits and not on her political leanings, because she has shown her colors?
Well, Karima, those are issues that I think, from my own point of view, would need us to. Would need the leadership of the NPA and the leadership of the Hawks to sit down and discuss about them. I think it would be wrong for me to even make assumptions on such kind of issues. I'm of the view that if there are challenges that are being faced within KwaZulu-Natal, if we have, I mean, we do have a provincial head who will be able to raise those issues with the national head. And I think both entities can be able to sit down and be able to find a common ground on what needs to be dealt with. But for now, what we have experienced, we have seen that there is a lot of vigor within both institutions. You know about the Verulam cases. There are other cases that that we are dealing with that talks to the issues of the municipalities. Those cases are getting good. We're working closely with the NPA. We are also being afforded credible prosecutors to be working with in terms of guiding the investigations. So from my point of view, I would say that I would not want to venture into that space. But if there are challenges, of course, the national head is there. We have a new national director of public prosecutions who will be taking over the reins in February. So maybe those are the issues that can also be ventilated at that stage.
Absolutely. Just a final question, Brigadier Mulaudzi. It would be a miss of me to not ask you if you could, and I know that there's a lot of secrecy around this because the work is at a big stage, but there has been a lot of information coming out of the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. Transnet has been summoning people. They've been working very closely with you and other law enforcement agencies. When are we likely to see actual arrests of people that have been directly implicated where there is obvious prima facie evidence? When are we likely to see any of those individuals being arrested? I mean, I can name a hundred of them. I know you're not going to comment on their names, but I want to know from you, considering that there's a new regime in town, that people are cooperating, how far off are we from seeing major arrests?
Karima, I would be very much happy if I, for one, would be able to tell you that maybe by next week we'll be arresting or be making some huge announcements. But I would be wrong to do that. But what I can tell you is that things have changed. You are right. There's a new regime within the GPCI. And we could see that the cases that have been dragging for some time, they are receiving attention. Members have been added in some of the cases that have been taking long to be finalized. The national head is one person who is particular when it comes to his job. He wants to know exactly what is happening with each case, more especially these high-profile cases, your state capture cases. Mm-hmm. You have your Steinhoffs, you have your VBSs. Those are the cases that he wants, because they are in the public space, and people want to know what is happening. So it would be wrong, or I would be right to say, the national head, we had a discussion, and I think one of the things that we want to implement is to give, at least to be able to talk to the people of this country, you know, the people of this country, the media. So we want to come with a plan where we'll be able to give, you know, at least feedback in terms of the investigations, how far we are, although we won't be getting into the details.
Absolutely. When do you think that feedback will be scheduled for? Is the head of the Hawks planning to address the media soon?
Yes, we are planning that. We don't have a date as yet, but it's something that we planned, and I think it will cover most of the issues that you are asking me about, so that he can be able to articulate how far we are. Of course, we also have a stakeholder with who is the Minister of Police, because we also need to make sure that before we even go there, he needs to be briefed on what is happening, so that he can also be able to articulate some of this. So these are the issues that we believe that this year we need to change in terms of our approach, because sometimes people think as if we are hiding things, but it's the nature of the job that we do, where we are not able to give out much in terms of what we are doing. But we want to see if we can start with this venture, we will be able to now be able to open up the doors within the Hawks to the public, to you as the media as well, so that we can be able to interact and also understand our frustrations when it comes to investigation.
All right. Thank you very much, Brigadier Hangwani Mulaudzi, for that update. He is, of course, speaking to us on the fact that Mr. Mabuyakulu, the deputy chair of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, has his assets has been seized, and 16 of his associates have also had their assets seized. And then he also has told us that they will be holding a press conference fairly soon and adopting a new approach in terms of interacting with the media to give us regular updates on some of the priority cases, particularly those linked to state capture.